and welcome to my double tracking experiment. Bum bum ba ba da ba bum bum ba ba da ba 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 bum bum bum.
Don't tell him, but I think he's a Wally.
Anyway, Daniel, the thing is, you see, what I did was, I used two tape recorders, and I recorded myself speaking on one, then I played that back, and recorded myself speaking on the other, at the same time, you see. And what I could do, is I could do some of your music tapes, and record me talking during them, or even record something like your Little Red Fox, and Greek music at the same time, using that method. See?
Yeah.
Okay? Anyway, that's that.
And that is... a... steady hand game, which you can make quite easily, out of bits and...
Can you really? I'm very bored by you. Oh, go away, the pair of you. Just get out of my sight.
You whole bulb holder.
You just shut up, the three of you. I'm trying to read this magazine.
State a bulb holder. Three pieces of flex, each about 15 centimetres.
Well, anyway, I need to have a performance. Time is 10 minutes past, practically 9 minutes past. Blended chocolate. We mean to follow the creams and bones.
And you also need a cardboard box with a lid, but it doesn't have to have a lid. You can use one of those boxes that's got, little, you know, sort of tabs that make a lid. And you also need sticky tape and scissors. Now, one, you get a piece of florist wire, a short piece, and bend it into a loop at one end. Bend the other piece of wire into a curly line like this, but leave a clear path for the loop. Thread the bent wire through the loop. Now make two small holes in the lid of the box, or to the box itself, and push the end of the bent wire through. Then twist one end of the bent piece of flex round one end of the bent wire, and take that down. Also take down the other end of the wire. Bend back the end. It was just going to say, and stick them to the lid with tape. Bend back the other end, and tape it down. One bulb holder, and then make a big hole in the box at the side, and stick the bulb through. Join the nearer to the flex from the bendy piece of wire, the nearest piece of wire from the flex to the other piece of flex. Join that to a terminal of the battery and join the other piece of flex to a terminal. Make a small hole and pull the farther away piece of flex through it. Now I'll just repeat that. On the wire from the bulb holder, the nearest to the other piece of flex from the bendy wire, you put to a terminal of the battery and put the bendy wire flex to the battery as well. And the other one you make a little hole for and pull it through. And attach it at the other end to the loop. Then put the tuck the flex inside the box and put it all in. And then the bulb will light up if you touch the fluorescent wire or whatever wire you're using with the other wire, because it will be completing a circuit. The end. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Stephen.
Goodbye.
There's just one more thing I want to add, and that is, if you want to get more details on that, just write to me, Reuben Thomas, at 9 of Ned Way, Hitchin Hart, SG5 2JZ, or telephone Hitchin 54574, and I'll give you more details.
Thank
By
you.
The way, if you write, you must give me a stamped address on